This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Previously on the Carlotta Botox Chronicles.
Have you or a loved one been a victim of cancel culture? Here at Repercussions Malibu, we can help.
They have rehabs for everything.
I'm calling Repercussions. I'm getting you in there.
Dave, there's something going on there. It isn't a rehab for canceled people. I think it's a boot camp for alcoholics.
What?
They're turning people into drunks and then sending them to their alcohol rehab next door. It's a pyramid scheme!
Dear Diary, that's right, a pyramid scheme. Seems I stumbled on the scandal of the decade. I mean, next to my own scandal, of course. And it's up to me alone to expose it. Gird your loins, everyone. I am going to become a journalist!
But you don't have a journalism degree.
So what? People do journaling all the time, and they don't have degrees.
They blog.
Okay, I'll blog then. All about the scheme at Repercussions, and how the Twitter cancel parties are coming from Russian bots, and how it's funded by dark money. And a web of Malibu rehabs is behind it.
That's a very convoluted plot. Not sure it's plausible.
That's never stopped us before. And anyhow, America has believed more ridiculous things.
Like
how science is a hoax. Oh, and mom jeans look good.
You can't rely on American gullibility. It's too risky. It's better if you can back up a story with proof.
Can't I just suggest it? I did overhear it. Isn't that how proof works?
You can't just put your lips together and whistle blow.
There's gotta be a YouTube tutorial or something, right? Let's see. Whistleblowing for dummies.
She moved away from Jersey and flew too close to the sun. She had fame and adoration till Twitter called her done. Now she's stuck at the bottom, coming back's her newest wish. But don't even try to stop her, cause self-respect's a bitch. Welcome to Season 3 of the Carlotta Botox Chronicles.
Dear Diary, Dave was right. God, I hate when that happens. I needed to start my whistleblowing career with something I could prove was true. No one will take me at my word. I need a story, an angle. Then, out of the blue.
Have you heard about this new restaurant called Persona Non Grata? The latest concept restaurant from visionary chef Joaquin Oops?
No.
Patrons are encouraged to go there and mistreat the waitstaff. Yell at them, throw stuff.
Have you ever waited tables? Hello? That's like the norm.
Yeah, you wind up with spit in your food. Persona Non Grata offers a saliva-free dining experience. They have 2 Michelin stars.
That's insane.
Right? It's where food meets abuse. These are angry times, and Persona Non Grata is a safe space to let it out. And for $1,200 a couple, not including wine, it's LA's most exclusive restaurant.
My God, that's awful. And genius. I'm going to get a job there.
What? Why?
What a way to start my whistleblowing career. I'll go undercover, wear a wire. Ooh, this is going to be big. I can feel it. Diary, the world is full of awfulness, and I, the artist formerly known as Carlotta Botox, am going to expose it. Pulitzer Prize, here I come. Hi, I'm Kitty Kinnicky, a.k.a. Carlotta...
Carlotta Botox! Wow! I sure heard a lot about you.
Yes, I have an interview with Chris.
Christopher, it's me, the manager. But call me Chris.
I thought I just did.
Let's head back to my office where it's quieter.
What are you doing, you
waitress? Waitress, wait, excuse me.
Can you move any slower?
Excuse me.
That's bad.
Do better.
Hey.
Ah, better. It's nice to shut out the den.
So, as you see from my resume, I have lots of waitstaff experience. I worked at Tender Greens for 3 years, and I also...
Oh, listen, baby. You don't need to sell yourself. You're hired. You're perfect.
I am? That's... Wow. I have never landed a job that fast. Ooh.
You are one of America's premier canceled persons. You'll be a huge draw. Can you start tomorrow?
Oh, okay. Yes. Thank you, Chris.
Please, call me Christopher.
Oh, sorry, Chris. Tiffer.
I'll get a press release out. America's pariah, Carlotta Botox, now waiting tables at Persona Non Grata. I'm gonna leave you with this orientation video, okay, baby? And we'll see you tomorrow. And... welcome to the family!
Congratulations for being hired as a server here at Persona Non Grata. A bold new chapter in your career is about to begin. Persona Non Grata is a gastronomical experience which seeks to disrupt the course of human compassion. It is the vision of head chef Joaquin Oops, who, together with his partners, which include a former Catholic nun and Betsy DeVos, sought to reimagine and explore the experience of dining through a lens of rage. The convergence of food, art, music, and hostility is woven throughout to create an immersive multisensory event. As a new member of our staff, we offer a robust benefits package, including dental and vision care. Persona Non Grata is an equal employment opportunity employer. We do not discriminate based upon race, religion, colour, national origin, gender, or other applicable legally protected characteristics.
What the hell have I gotten myself into?
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Okay, testing. 1, 2, 3, testing.
It's working. You sure you want to do this?
It's my sovereign journalisting duty, Dave. Can you see the mic?
Nope. Total stealth. Good luck, Carlotta. Or Kitty, or whatever you call yourself these days.
Dear Diary, I'm not going to need luck. Now I'm armed with grit, fortitude, and steely determination.
You are the worst server ever.
Oh, you're that Carlotta Botox, aren't you? Oh, I simply hate you. You remind me of my mother.
Listen, you inept waste of skin. Tell me about the black currant and onion cookie. Is it good?
Oh, it's very good. It's served with a tiny pyramid of peas in a bruised mint sauce.
Did I ask you to describe the architecture of the peas?
I'm so sorry.
Oh, he doesn't care about the peas. He cares about the biscuit. Do better.
I'll throw some bread at her.
Ouch. Stop throwing bread at me.
Oh, stop whining. They're only Parker rolls. They're pillowy.
Bring us the black currant and onion cookie. Onion on the side.
Dear Diary, no wonder this job comes with a medical plan. I'm taking my life in my hands. Undercover blogging is hard, y'all. I went into the kitchen to place an order, and the manager, Christopher, was in there, doing a cameo.
Listen, I knew his father. I was there, in that Hanoi pit of hell with him, for over 5 years. Oh, hey, Botox. How's it going?
Oh, hi. It's going okay, I think.
Table 4 wants the comp feature of bovine testes.
Another order of cowballs? Good job, everyone. Keep pushing the cowballs. So, Botox, you were saying?
Oh, yeah. It's fine. Although, the clients are not what I expected.
Narcissistic rich fucks. Pro tip, just spin their food. It'll make you feel better.
I thought that wasn't allowed.
Baby, you're adorable.
Table 12 wants 3 orders of bovine testes.
We're gonna need more cowballs. LA's got a fever for cowballs, baby.
Whew, this place was something. Boy, no one would believe it, so it's a good thing I captured all this footage. Before I knew it, the shift was over.
Good night, Botox. You're good, kid. I'll see you tomorrow.
To be honest, Christopher...
Please, it's Chris.
Chris, thank you for the opportunity, but I don't think I'll be back.
That's too bad. I know my sliminess can be a little off-putting. Hope it wasn't me.
No, you were very nice. Weird, but nice. It's just this whole thing, you know? Yes, Diary, the whole thing. Tonight, I came face-to-face with the 1%, and let me tell you, they are ugly. These are awful people who feel it's okay to exploit, to abuse, and to cheat the less fortunate. The upside? Ha! I got plenty of material to write my exposé, and I'm going to call it Eat the Rich.
Eat the Rich. I like it.
I know, right? Okay, so, blogging. Where do I start?
Well, first up, listen to all the recordings you captured. That's the research.
Okay, great idea.
Then, you do more research.
Ew.
Then, you decide on a thesis. That's the central argument.
The what?
Then you do an outline.
The who?
Then, you lay out the evidence that supports your thesis.
Oh my god.
Then, I'd say move on to the conclusion where you restate the thesis.
Okay, stop.
What's the problem?
This sounds like a lot of work.
Dismantling the patriarchy? Yeah, it's gonna require some typing.
I have an idea. Hey, Siri.
Oh, hell no. I am not going to transcribe your brain farts and rearrange them into something that sounds cohesive. No way. Leave me alone.
Dad, somebody woke up on the wrong side of the CPU.
Okay, so what are you gonna do?
Oh, I can't think about this now. I'll go crazy if I do. I'll think about it tomorrow. After all, tomorrow is another day.
That's the spirit. So, did I see you brought food back from the restaurant?
Yeah, they sent me off with a parting gift. Ta-da! Sautéed bovine testes.
Cowballs! What a coincidence! I had a craving. That's the ketchup.
Well, Diary, as Dave and I sat there munching on our balls, I realized I wasn't any farther along in my quest to become a whistleblower. I was still a storyteller without a platform. To tell the truth, it was depressing. And then, as it always happens when life is darkest, I had a light bulb moment. Dave, gird your loins. I'm going to start a podcast.
Oh boy.
There's a preview of our next episode coming right after I do an amazing recitation of the credits. So here goes nothing, kids. This episode starred Samantha Gordon as Carlotta and Trevor Lissouer as Dave. Guest starring were David Allen, Timothy Banfield, David S. Tears, Sarah Golding, Chelsea Quokka, and Rachel Wong. It also starred me, Siri, in a short but scene-stealing performance. It was written, produced, directed, and edited by What's-Her-Face. She's also responsible for craft services and It's Always Donuts. So boring. If you'd like to support the show, please visit us at CarlottaPodcast.com and click on support. That's it until next episode where I have a bigger part. You'll enjoy it. Coming up next time on the Carlotta Botox Chronicles.
Well, here goes nothing.
Wait.
Siri? What's wrong? You're not supposed to trigger unless I wake you. This is highly unusual.
I got a bad feeling about this. I don't think we should go in.
Well, I have to go in. And you're on my phone, so you're coming with me. Now go back to listening to your Sandra podcast.
Okay, but don't say I didn't warn you.
Welcome, Carlotta Botox, to
Whoa. Who said that?
Where robotics, artificial intelligence, and brands merge. Please proceed across the lobby to the elevator banks. Your meeting with the makers will commence in 3 minutes.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Cam Kander? Yeah, that was a strange thing. A prolific creator who disappeared suddenly in 2020.
Eccentric, weird, inscrutable. Cam Kander was like a 21st century Howard Hughes.
Nothing is known. Cam Kander, man, woman, non-binary person, no idea.
Cam Kander, an enigma, a cipher, a mystery.
Was Kander a genius or insane? Is there a difference?
And one day, Cam Kander vanished into thin air.
Off the map, off the radar.
Like Amelia Earhart.
From me, BK Will, in conjunction with Trojan Cat Media, a division of Corp.
Leave me alone. I don't have anything to say about Cam Kander.
Comes a shocking 6-part documentary series.
Cam Kander is a Rorschach test.
It's a MacGuffin stuffed inside a red herring, shoved down a rabbit hole that leads to a blind alley.
Cam Kander is out there, waiting to make their glorious return.
Like a cult leader?
No, like a messiah.
Discover who is Cam Kander, a new investigative podcast coming Wednesday, September 1st, wherever you listen to podcasts.